Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
You are my
place of the most high.
The command, fear not, preceded most every great move of God throughout the Bible. That same powerful command must also become an important part of every new adventure, as well as every daily routine. The weight it carries empowers us to obey the prompting and direction of the Holy Spirit immediately. Moreover, it allows your faith to manifest as a present active force in your life, making the impossible the inevitable. Jesus Christ prophesied that greater works will be accomplished in the earth because of the gifts and ministry of the Holy Spirit in the last days. Therefore, you can advance without even flinching. Authority in the earth has been conferred to you as God's son or daughter. The truth of the matter is that your position in Christ has gained you full recognition and acceptance as an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Because victory is a part of your inheritance, it shall never pass away. Always remember that it pleased God to make you a part of his family, so he is always mindful of his covenant with you to keep you from falling. However, there is a way to find out if you are abiding under God's wings and covered with his feathers. If you feel any heat in the battle, the enemy is too close and has detected your position, and you are too far away from the Lord. You can never prepare for an emergency during an emergency. But you need to equip yourself with Psalms 91 daily, which demonstrates God's covenant love, which is his obligation to you. It crowns him as your defense, your hedge of protection and preservation. He anticipates drawing nigh to all those who place their trust in him. Isaiah 43:2 declares God is your stronghold in the day of trouble. The word promises, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. In other words, there is absolutely no situation or circumstance that can hem you in. When you fellowship with the Lord, you will intimately become better acquainted with your triumphant position in Christ. Unity in the Spirit removes all differences so that you can wholeheartedly agree with God alone. Isaiah 40:31 reflects this image. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Hebrew definition for wait is an act of binding together to achieve oneness. You have a bond that keeps you undetected from the onslaughts of the enemy. You are therefore hidden in Christ when you maintain complete union with him. You are then free of any encumbrance so that you can gracefully climb to the prepared high places. You can soar to new heights as you discover your prearranged plan that is threefold. First, beneficial. Secondly, tailor-made, and thirdly, perfect. God has a plan for you that is much higher than all your best thoughts and ways. Yes, far beyond all principalities, powers, rulers of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Under the Almighty's capable care, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. You can remain confident that the Lord will preserve your soul, guarding you from all evil, so only a spectator you will be. A seamless connection is woven so the enemy cannot detect where God begins and where you end. With God, you experience perfect synchronization, which is authentically established through the awesome work of the Holy Spirit, giving you victory every time. What steals the avenger is that he cannot discern any differences between you and God because of the power of the resurrection that you are generating. He is frustrated not knowing if he's talking to you or God. As he goes back and forth looking for a port of entry, he only finds total defeat. Because through the law of faith, the Holy Spirit within makes an arrest. Deliverance from the enemy is therefore supernatural. Zechariah 4:6 confirms this, that not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And again in 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Deuteronomy 33:27 gives you this blessed hope. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. Because the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear, you can rely on God's unprecedented surveillance to thrust himself in front of you as your bodyguard at all times when you call on him in truth. Without fail, God is disposed to show you favor. Now, favor means to marshal, which demonstrates God's readiness. Psalms 46:1 confirms that God is a very present help in trouble, which proves his preparedness for both war and emergencies. God diligently scans the whole earth, looking for a perfect heart of faith to continuously cover and defend. Will he find your heart? He will not allow your foot to be moved because he stands guard as a watchman 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Psalms 121:3 verifies the frailty of the watchman if it isn't God. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. The strength of God's commitment is so great that he never even takes a wink, but is fully alert to watch over his word to perform it. Psalms 121:3-4 confirms that he neither sleeps nor slumbers. The word also declares, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because you have personally known his impenetrable name, the rock, fortress, refuge, deliverer, high tower, shield, and buckler. The enemy may try to wrestle with you, but no matter how unwillingly he is, the devil must submit under your God-given authority, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. So with the collapse of the enemy's champion, you will find a safe haven of rest under the shadow of the Almighty. You will then see for yourself that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. There is absolutely no one who can successfully contend with God and win. The word ensures your victory and the enemy's defeat every time. Hebrews 2:9, 14, and 15 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You can plainly see that Satan is fighting a losing battle. He knowingly endeavors to maintain conflict out of mere desperation and presumption. That's why he has to work overtime to employ the spirit of fear in an attempt to extinguish life. But the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection reveals the truth of God's love in 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Luke 10:19 confirms that you are Jesus' choice to assume his role of authority over Satan in every area in the earth. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have been empowered to cast out fear permanently, whether faced with a planned attack or sudden surprise. Let's look closer at how fear can create a stronghold that seems indestructible. Fear does not work alone, but rallies camaraderie with other evil spirits in attempt to paralyze you. Isaiah 54:14 exposes the three culprits that try to incapacitate you. In order, they are oppression, fear, and terror. Deceitfully, oppression works to distress and defraud through injury and unjust gain. However, the best of oppression is not qualified to contend with even the finger of God. In Isaiah 51:13, the Lord asks this question, where is your fury of the oppressor? So let your testimony be this, if God be for us, who can be against us? Fear then couples with oppression to cause a sense of dread, torment, and bondage. But it aims to immobilize its subject. Fear tries to displace your faith so Satan can rule in the earth instead of God.
Fear must be intolerable in your life, for God is not its author. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the 7th verse says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Terror then teams up with oppression and fear to bring about total ruin, desolation, and destruction. But Psalms 9 declares that destructions are come to a perpetual end. In other words, terror can only be an end that can never begin again. Its power has been stripped because of the finished work on Calvary. Now you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit available to remove the burden and destroy the yoke, to transform ashes into beauty. The diabolical trio's ultimate goal is to reposition you from enlarging your territory in the earth. If they can successfully penetrate your heart, then your life, your possessions will be lost, stolen, and destroyed. Your head will hang in doubt, and you will lack assurance if you give place to a fear-based lifestyle. A fearful, unbelieving heart always pries open the floodgates to insecurity, ultimately failure. Instead, serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, absolutely nothing missing and nothing broken except fear, oppression, and terror. The tormenting outlaws plot together to overtake you, but the word confirms that they shall not come near you. Isaiah 54:15 warns, "Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake." With that kind of judgment, every plot will be foiled before their attack can be executed, because Isaiah 54:17 declares, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn." So authority rests with you and I to make every battle plan of the enemy fail, because we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. When you become more assured of God's love, you will fully understand the extent that God will go to save you to the uttermost. 1 John 4:18 says, "Perfect love casts out fear. So no famine, nakedness, peril, or sword, nothing present and nothing in the future, no height or depth, nor angels or principalities, nor any other creation can compound its resources to destroy your everlasting covenant of protection, preservation, and deliverance with the Most High, El Elyon." You can rest in knowing your faith cannot falter even under trial, because God's love for you cannot be overthrown. Meditating on that will increase your capacity to receive full deliverance whenever you need it. You can know for yourself that God will keep you as the apple of his eye. Songs of deliverance, like Hiding Place, surround you with God's presence, and nothing can separate you from his undying commitment to save, deliver, protect, preserve, prosper, heal, and make you whole. One of the reasons Jesus came into the world is to destroy the works of the devil. The other reason he came is that you might have life more abundantly. You cannot have a blessed life if you are harassed by even one threat launched from the enemy. So put the devil in his place under your feet. Bind those spirits of fear from ruling in your life, family, workplace, home, community, city, and nation. Always remember, there is no distance in the spirit. Whatever authority you realize without question shall be manifested without delay. That is a result of unfailing faith.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken.
In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yes. I will help thee, yes. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and their sleep shall be sweet.
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.
He mocketh at fear and is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword.
As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, with boldness and confidence, I approach you knowing that you always hear me and that your tender mercies are bountiful favor are available and ready to be delivered to me at all times. Jesus redeemed my life from destruction, so I rest under your everlasting arms. Because of the blood covenant, provision has already been made for my divine protection. So I apply the blood to me, family, loved ones, workplace, community, city, and nation, and I receive the benefit of deliverance, protection, and preservation. I know you never sleep nor slumber. Your angels keep watch over me and all that I claim because they hearken to your word to deliver me from evil. I charge the angels to keep this assignment. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me I shall condemn, bringing any planned or formed weapon to complete destruction. I use my authority in prayer, so I bind the spirit of fear, terror, and oppression. I cast you out of my life, and I forbid your interference in my circumstances. Loose your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can no longer be a stronghold over my life, because the Lord is a stronghold for me wherever there is any hint of trouble. I have gained full recognition and acceptance as an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ as the authority in the earth. Without a shadow of a doubt, I reign over you and am no longer in bondage to you because God has given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I am the head and you are the tail. I am above in everything and you are beneath in everything. You are continually under my feet. I am free of your influence, so I walk in liberty. By faith I receive, therefore I stand fast in perfect soundness because I am surrounded by your love which cannot be overthrown. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.